As we all know, the Malachim come to Avram, beginning of this week's parsha, to tell him about the birth of a child to his wife, Sarah. What's surprising is that they're sent to tell him, even though Hashem himself told Avram about this as part of the tzivui for the Brit Milah in the end of Parshat Lech Lecha. Why did the Malachim need to be sent? It seems the simple explanation for this is that by the Malachim coming and Avram being able to show chesed to them together with Sarah, it helps explain to Avram and to us why it's Sarah who will be the mother of the child that will continue Avram's legacy. Sarah is a partner with Avraham on his mission of chesed. And this story of the Malachim coming emphasizes their role together. As we see when Avraham finishes his offer to the Malachim who consent, he runs to Sarah in the tent and asks her to prepare the food that she prepares. And it seems that this isn't surprising to her. She's ready for the task. In addition, before the Malachim tell Avraham of the news of the birth, they ask him, Aye Sarai Shtecha, where is Sarah your wife? And he says, Hineva Ohel. Why did they ask him where Sarah was? Rashi says to teach us that Sarah was tsanua. She was modest. Kedei lechaveva al bala. So Avraham would appreciate who she was. I think one can add that it also reminds Avraham of the fact that she was in the tent preparing the meal that he was giving to the Malachim. Whichever the case may be, asking where Sarah was and having him say in the tent is meant to remind Avraham of who she was and how special she was, kedei lechaveva al bala. This concept of a wife being beloved by her husband, spouses being beloved by each other, it's the explanation the Gemara Nida Daf Lamed Aleph gives to the halachot of Nida, which causes separation, physical separation between husband and wife for a period of 7 days. Says the Gemara, kedei shetehe chaviva al bala kishat knisata lechupa, so that the beloved, the yearning for each other, can be regenerated. Rabbi Fran tells a very powerful story about this concept. He says it's interesting that Avraham, though he had been married to Sarah for tens of years, for so long, there was still this goal of causing a reminder of the appreciation. You see that no matter how long people are married, there's always a need to reappreciate each other. Rav Shalom Meir Wallach tells a story about a Jew named Rav David Hershowitz, who was an American sent to study in the Mir in Europe before World War II. After spending some time, he came back to live in the United States. At some later point, he went to visit Eretz Yisrael and visited Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, who he had known from his time in the Mir. They had not seen each other for 40 years. Anyway, they had a reunion. They greeted each other warmly, happy to see each other. Rav Chaim invited him to his house for lunch, checked with his wife, and brought him home. At the meal, Rav Chaim acted in what Rav Hershowitz thought was a very strange way. When he first walked into the house, he said to his wife, "What are you serving for lunch?" She said, "Chicken and rice." Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the great Magid Shir, the great Baal Musa, sat down to eat the chicken and rice. He gobbled it up, leaving only bones on the plate. Literally cleared his plate. He asked his wife, "What kind of spices did you use? It's delicious." She told him, and he asked for another portion. She brought out another portion. He quickly finished it off. So geschmack, really delicious. Rav Hershowitz could not believe what had happened to the great Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. After Mrs. Shmulevitz left the room, was out of earshot, the guest said to Rav Chaim, "What happened to you? In the Mir in Europe, you were so involved in learning. The only thing you thought about night and day was Torah. People had to remind you to eat. When you ate, people had to remind you to bench because you forgot what you had eaten. 40 years later, you're asking for the recipe of rice and cleaning off your plate." Rav Chaim Shmulevitz told him, "You should know, I'm a tremendous Magid Shir. I'm not bragging. I've worked on my Shirim for 40 years. I've worked over, refined, sifted, re-sifted. The Shirim are gold. Yet after I say a shiur, when a 17-year-old bachur says to me, 'Rebbe, that was a good shiur,' it makes my day. What does a 17-year-old boy know? He does not begin to grasp all the questions resolved by my presentation and the clarity accomplished by my approach. Yet his compliment makes me feel good because that's human nature. This lunch," he told the guest, "is my wife's shiur. This is what she lives for, to take care of me. Therefore, to make her feel good, I eat what she provides me with relish and with gusto. I clean the plate up, every morsel of what she provides. I did not become a glutton. This is her shiur, and I want to show her that I appreciate it." Women have different things that they accomplish. Men have different things that they accomplish. It may be a meal, and it may be a shiur, and it may be all kinds of things that we do for each other. And the question is whether we appreciate and show appreciation for it. Kedei lechaveva al bala. Let's learn the lesson from the angels and make sure that we do so.